Yeah, man, I told you they'd lose. Dude, you gotta listen to me more. Dude, no, I'm sorry. They're shit at playing on turf. Their main starters are injured, and the one good receiver they have is in contract negotiations. Anyone could have told you that his head wasn't gonna be in the game, bro. Come on, man. He's a rookie playing for the number two ranked football team in the division. That pressure is just, it's too much, man. Yeah, I mean, I know it wasn't a pretty win, but a win is still a win, bro. You can't argue that. No, you can't. You never said they had to win by a lot, just that they won, which my team did, and that's why I collected the big bucks. Okay, all right, it was a few bucks, but point still stands. That's why they all come to me for the inside info. The better your spread, the better your odds. Can't never go wrong with me. Hey, what can I say, man? House always wins. Feel me? Are you heading out? All right, okay. Thanks for coming through, man. Happy you made the trip. Yo, it's been too long. Hit me up when you can stay a little longer. We'd love for you to stay for dinner. All right, well, safe trip back. Let me know when you get home, all right? How you guys doing over here? Everyone good? Need a refill? All right, coming up. And here you go. Have you guys tried the crab cakes? Oh, man, they're good. Yeah, check it out. It's a bit of a family recipe my love wanted to try out. Yeah, I told her we have enough food, but no, she's all, come on, babe, everyone likes crab cakes. And thus, we have crab cakes. But please, let her know that you really like them, all right? She'll be overjoyed. All right, cool. Enjoy, folks. Oh, hey, Jake. What's happening, bro? Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming. We appreciate you passing through. Mm-hmm. Yes, things are going great. Thank you for asking. Hey, how's things on your end? Still at that place working under your daddy? My bad. You don't work under him exactly. You just report to him. He makes your schedule. He signs your paychecks. You're right. Big difference. My fault. Oh, anyway, how's Marie? I didn't see her come in with you. On a break, are you? Huh. It's been like 3 months. Hey, man, I'm sure she'll come around. Huh? No, I didn't say anything. I'm sorry. Who? No, yeah, I heard you. It's just that I call my girlfriend that. Yeah, I get that it's just a nickname, but it's the one that only I call her. It has a special meaning to us. Since when do you call her that? She said she didn't mind, huh? Okay, well, I'm sure she does mind, but she didn't know how to tell you. It's one of the things I love about her, Miss Keeping the Peace. She's fine. As you can clearly see, why are you asking? Look, thank you for your concern, but there's nothing to worry about. I'm sure you're mistaken. But, hey, look, I get it. She's good, and we're good. What about her job? No, that's not what happened. She took her name out of the running. She didn't want the added stress. Yeah, of course, I'm sure. Dude, I know my girlfriend. I think I'd know if it was a concern of hers, okay? I'm sure I'd... Hey, Summer! Great to see you. Have you met Jake? He's into, video games or something. You're a gamer, right? Awesome. All right, I'm sure you guys will have lots to talk about. Oh my God, thank Christ Summer walked by when she did. Sorry to do that to her, but he was plucking my fucking nerves. I'll make it up to her. Now, where did my sweetheart go? Hey, sweetie, there you are. I've missed you. Hey, you mind if I steal you away? I need to speak with you for just a moment. How many people did we invite? Okay, fuck it. In here. Yes, baby, I'm aware it's our closet, but hey, it's pretty big and I need to talk to you, so will you please just get in here? Thank you. What's going on? It's Jake. Yeah, I'm aware you invited him. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your news and your concern. Baby, you told me that you willingly took your name out of the running for the promotion. Okay, so why did that asshole tell me you were not only denied the promotion, but that you quit your job? Are you meant to tell me? Okay, when? When was that gonna happen? When were you gonna? When it's already been a week? So, just, like, out of curiosity, how long were you gonna keep this up? Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Where have you been going when you leave the house in the mornings? His house? What the? Just a minute. We'll be right out. No, we can't talk about this later. We're talking about this now. You have nothing to say. Okay, so hold on. My girlfriend not only lied to me, you confided in that jackoff and he helped you cover this up? Yeah, cover up. Okay, what would you call it? Oh yeah, I'm sure he loved helping. Homeboy couldn't help but to tell me. His stupid smug punch. I'm sorry. Punchable face and smarmy grin. And he was just, oh man, he was eating it up. You know he did this on purpose. I mean now, the way he came out and told me here in front of our friends? Dude, he's in our home. Come on, babe. He's always been an asshole to me, the little fucker. He's like, he's so lucky. I know you're sorry. I do. I believe that. I just... Can you stay in my arms for a moment? That feels good. God, he is just... I said in a minute. Fuck. Sure, this won't be the last time that I wish we had a much bigger place. No, I don't care about them out there. No, I mean, yes, I do care, but I really care about this. About what's happening with us. Yes, baby, something is happening here. What the fuck? Gotta be shitting me. Jake, she's fine. We're trying to have a discussion here, so leave. Okay. You heard her say that she's fine. I'd like to talk with my girlfriend alone. Thank you, but show's over, folks. We'll be right out. Just talking here. Jesus. You're right. This isn't a good time. Just, nothing. we will hash this out later. Okay.
Oh man, I'm beat. Ugh.
Did you hear about the shrimp that went to the prawn cocktail party? He pulled a muscle. Hey, where are you going? Okay, it wasn't my best, but hey, I saw that smile. What are you doing? Yeah, I can see that you're trying to clean up, but why? We need to talk. Yeah, I know there's a lot of food and it needs to get in the fridge and there's trash, but no, that's not important right now. Okay, stop. Babe, will you stop? Please. Babe, you don't need to worry about the food right now. Listen, I know it was a bit harsh. I'm gonna make it up to them. I don't know, but I'll think of something. Yes, I'll apologize to them, I promise. But sweetheart, can we please talk, you and me? About what? The whole thing. Stop running from me and just come here, please. Thank you. Now, come sit with me. Okay, babe. You gotta level with me here. What's going on? And why did I have to hear it from him? I see. You knew they were gonna screw you over, and you didn't want to give them the satisfaction. Yeah, I'm proud of you for sticking up for yourself. You know I'd support any path you took, right? I get it. Yeah, you felt like you had no choices, and I agree. If they're not gonna value you, find someplace else that will. Oh, hey, you don't have to cry, baby. I know, hey, I'm pissed they treated you like that. I don't want you to be anywhere they're not going to appreciate you. And just know that you and I will be okay. I promise. Okay, but I need to ask. Why'd you tell him and not me? Of course. Of course you can be honest. Because I'd try and fix it, and you didn't want that. I don't get it. Okay, yeah, I admit I can fly off the handle and come in hot at times, and yes, I like to help the people that I love. Sweetheart, can you blame me? You told him because he didn't want to fix it. You just wanted someone to listen. Fuck, but... Baby, you never gave me that option. No, what I mean is, fuck, how do I say this? You just said that I would immediately try to fix things, like some superhero, right? But you made that choice for me. Maybe I would have tried to fix things myself, or just maybe I would have tried to listen to what you needed in that moment. But hey, look, I'm not gonna apologize for wanting to save my girlfriend. You would do the same for me, right? Yeah. So then you see my point. Right, but baby, by not telling me, you made the choice for me, and that's not fair. You aren't just my girlfriend. We're not just living together. You are my partner. We're on this journey together. We're supposed to talk, keep each other informed, be on each other's team. Otherwise, this doesn't work. You feel me? I also don't like that you hit at his house when you were supposed to be at work. Do you know how that makes me feel? Babe, you know I trust you. I know you wouldn't do anything like that. It's just like he helped you lie to me. You kind of endorsed it. That means there was intention behind the lie, which is not great. Listen, of course he'd help you out. As fucking annoying as that asshole is, I mean, you have him as a friend. For some reason. I mean, look, while it was bad enough that you involved him, he clearly wanted to rub this secret in my face. It was all in the way he talked to me tonight. And while I'm on the subject, he called you by the nickname I used for you and said you didn't have a problem with it. You did. So then why didn't you say anything, sweetheart? I see. But that's why he was okay with telling me what happened. He was rude, disrespectful. He's not a good person, baby. And he's been sniffing around you for months. Yeah. Think about the picnic a couple of months ago. He spent more time talking with you than his date. Then there was the concert our friend group went to. He kept trying to get you to walk away with him to the concession stands. Yeah, and he bitched and moaned because he had to sit at the end aisle seat away from us. Yeah. But do you see what I see? Thank you. Thank you for apologizing. And I'm sorry for pulling you away from the party. You were right. I could have had a bit more tact. And look, don't get mad, but you've got to stop running from me when we have to talk. Babe, you were literally running to the kitchen when I came back here. I know you don't like confrontation, but we've got to be able to talk this shit out, right? Okay. You promise? Kiss on it? Perfect. All right, listen, I'll help you clean up, but let me change out of this shirt first, okay? Hey, what's up? You want to change too? Damn shame. You're wearing the hell out of that dress. What's that? Oh, your dress zipper. Yeah, I can definitely help with that. Damn, babe. You smell fucking good. Your skin is, really enticing. The back of your neck. Your shoulder. This plump ass makes me want to bite it. Sorry, did that hurt, my love? Sorry. Let me make it all better. First, I'm just gonna slide these sinful panties off. Yeah. Bend over the bed. so I can soothe that ache. That's it. God damn. Fuck, that's a beautiful sight, baby. This ass. These enticing lips begging to be kissed. And this wetness just begging me to taste. Fuck, you taste so good, baby. God, you're the most perfect fucking cunt. So fucking wet for me. Give me all those juices, baby. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, baby. Like the way I eat this fucking cunt, huh? Something? Tell me what you need, baby. Oh, you don't know? Didn't I just say you've got to use your words? Fingers. Are you sure? You sure that's what you want? Yes, whatever my baby wants. Oh, fuck, baby. You just swallowed my finger up. Damn, you're so fucking wet and warm. Yeah, spread yourself apart from me. God damn, this will always be a sweet sight for these eyes. Huh? Oh, that's not enough, baby. You want another finger? Is that what you want? Okay, baby. Oh, God. Damn, you're dripping so much for me. If I stroke this throbbing clit. Oh, yeah, I think you like this, baby. Yeah, I think you fucking like this. I need to go back down and taste you. Oh, fuck. Like it when I finger you and eat your cunt at the same time? Oh, fuck, baby, you're shaking. Tell me what you need. You want to come, baby? Yes, that's it. Come for me, baby. Come on, come for me. I want to taste you. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh. Good girl. my good girl. Damn, you taste so fucking good. Come here. Does my sweetheart like tasting herself on my lips? Yeah, you do. Babe, you don't need... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, my God, swirling your tongue around the tip. You know what that does to me, babe. You wanna... Oh, ease it in. Yeah. Take it as far back as you... Oh, my God. Oh, my God, baby. Baby, please. How the fuck are... Shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That throat feels so fucking good. Yeah. That's it. Go faster, baby. Go faster. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You're so fucking incredible at this. Wait. Stop. Please, baby. Hold on. I don't want to come in your mouth tonight. Hold on. How do I want you? I want you right now, on your side for me. That's it, baby. That's it. Lie here and get close to me. Yeah, part these soft thighs. You want me? I know. I just want to feel you for a little bit. I'm just feeling the tip rubbing against your sopping pussy. Fuck, baby. You feel what you do to me, huh? You feel how hard you've made me? Am I teasing you? Yeah, you want me inside, baby? Oh, sweetheart, I can't hear you. I think you need to beg me a little louder. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's my good girl. I'll give you what you want, what you need. Oh, fuck. Girl, you're so fucking soft and wet. Oh, and perfect for me. My sweetheart. Mine. God damn the things you do to me. Kiss me, baby. God, I love having you this way. My hands get to fucking touch you all over. These nipples. God, I love pinching and tugging on them. Your stomach, hips. God, I love every inch of you. Your hard, aching clit. Fuck, I love rubbing and stroking it. Fuck, baby, no, like this, just like this. Feeling you like this, feeling you this deep. Oh, it's the best fucking feeling in the world. Oh my God, you're so fucking perfect. You're so fucking perfect, baby. You feel so fucking incredible and you're so fucking sexy.
Say, baby, take daddy's car. You can take these thrusts, huh? Take these thrusts for daddy. God, you're so fucking sexy. We're so fucking perfect for each other. How you feeling, huh? Oh, me too, baby. I'm there. I'm fucking there. Come with me, baby. Come all over me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Holy shit. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Oh, fucking shit, baby. Oh, my God. Damn. Fuck. Fuck that. That was amazing. No, don't move yet. Just, let me stay inside you like this for a minute. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, you're so fucking incredible, baby. Look at me. I love you so much. And I'm so happy we're taking this journey together, you and me. Just come to me. I don't care what it is or isn't, okay? Promise I'll be there for you. Okay, I will be right back. Oh, man. God, I love that woman. Can you, turn on your back for me, please? And spread your legs. I'm gonna clean you up. There we go. And let's wipe these thighs. Oh my God. You're so fucking hot. All right, there, all done. Oh, you want to clean me now? Okay. All right, but let me get a fresh washcloth. Here you are. You want me to spread my legs, huh? Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, that is warm. Oh, shit. Yeah, he's sensitive. Really wore him out tonight. Thank you. Thank you, baby. For taking care of me, too. Excuse me, but if your fingers keep touching me there, you're asking for round two, baby. Oh, that's a great idea. Then I will need a recharge. Hey, can I bring you anything? You're hungry? Yeah, me too. And I happen to know some crab cakes you might enjoy. Yeah. Okay, let's get these crab cakes. Okay, I put some on a plate for us. Good thing they're still warm. No, hey, I got it. Here, just, there we go. And this goes on the nightstand. Okay, now I'll get settled and you lean against me. Perfect. Fuck. That's more like it. Okay, here's a piece for you. Open. Nipping my finger, you naughty ass girl. Okay, and one for me. Baby, you really threw down with these. They're amazing. Fuck. Yo, next time we see her, please remind me to thank your grandma for the recipe. These are world class. Yeah, I saw Bobby trying to make off with the whole damn platter when everyone was leaving. Rude. He really thought no one would notice. Yeah, thank you for making him a to-go plate with just a few of these instead. Can't be giving him all our damn leftovers. He crazy. Are you ready for more? Okay. Here we go. Oh, fuck. God, I fucking love this. You know, I saw him talking with Summer. He offered to walk her to her car. He's good people. I hope they made a nice connection or something. Actually, God, now I feel bad about it. I kind of pawned her off on Jake earlier. Yeah, that's why you saw him talking to her. I'll call her in the morning and apologize. And I'll even treat us, Summer, and Bobby out to a nice dinner. What do you think about that? Or we can host them here. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. He can even take a to-go plate with him. Just in that moment, I was either going to knock Jake out or I needed to get away from him. I was right about what? Which part? He not being a good friend to you. Yeah. How do you want to handle it? You're going to call him tomorrow and apologize for going to him about the job issue? And put him on blast? Yeah, he was pretty rude and disrespectful in our home. And you want to take a break from the friendship. Now, hold on. Is that what you want and not just because I said something? You are sure. Okay. Come here and let me hold you. Thank you, baby. I get it. I know these conversations are not easy. I don't love confrontation either. But what I am really proud of you for is advocating for your needs, especially to those you call friends. And I will always be right here to support you in any way I can. Yep. Well, I learned to use more tact. You'll remember to come to me when there's an issue and pay a bit more attention to the behavior of your friends. Deal. Okay. Now, Enough talk about other people. Right now, I just want to have you in my arms, finish these delicious crab cakes, and just be still with you. Oh, you're down, huh? Well, all right then.